Right now, we bring Dr. Rob Congdon to these microphones for the purpose of looking at that region of the world referred to as the European Union and how those 28 member states are doing something happening almost every day that seemingly is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Rob, I hope you had a great Thanksgiving, did you?
Oh, yes, a wonderful Thanksgiving. It's a great time and a good time to be thankful for all the Lord gives.
That is absolutely a true statement. Well, let me talk to you about the European Union and the Geneva deal with Iran. It seems to me that Catherine Ashton she's the chief of foreign policy for the European Union. She was the chief negotiator there in Geneva. First of all, how's the European Union looking at this deal? They think it's a good, a bad deal? Or what are they saying? And is this a pretty important position that Catherine Ashton had?
Well, it certainly helps her a lot in her standing in the EU. And I think it well represents the general mood of Europe in the idea that the EU negotiates and solves problems without resorting to the military. So they would view it as a whole as a very positive step, and glad that it was the EU that led the way. And they are perceiving very significantly the U.S. just kind of tagged along rather than led in the issue. So it certainly gave her some standing, and her past requires some improvement of her standing. They haven't seen her accomplish much. So they're very positive, and that's very typical of the European Union's type of view, is they're positive at the beginning, and then they start examining it. We're not at that examining phase yet.
Well, we'll have to wait to see what they say. A lot of those who have examined this deal say it's a historic mistake. And that was a quote from the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu. And many in the Middle East, i.e. Saudi Arabia especially, very much concerned about this deal. And we're going to keep on top of that story as well as it does develop. And we'll look for you to tell us what the EU is saying about it in the near future. Now, there's another battle that's going on with the European Union and the Ukraine, and Russia has a part in that. Can you explain that to us? I don't understand actually what's going on.
Bottom line, it's the beginning steps to bring the Ukraine into the European Union, a major advance for the European Union. The Ukraine, that area of it, fits into their plans. There's real gains to the European Union in terms of seaports and some other aspects in trade. And for the Ukraine, is the hope for is a money input to help improve the economy and the general state. The tension is that Ukraine has always been very close to Russia proper. It was one of the satellite countries, and in fact, many people, when they think of Russia, in reality, are thinking of Ukraine. So there's now a direct tension between Russia and the European Union over who controls, who influences this rather significant-sized country between the two.
It looks like Vladimir Putin does not want to give up the Ukraine. How do you think it's going to end out? Do you have any idea?
That's a hard one to guess. If we look from a prophetic viewpoint, I would tend to say the Ukraine's going to wind up part of the final empire, therefore probably moving into the EU. But Russia stands a lot to lose if they lose the Ukraine. That's kind of like losing almost a part of Russia. It's hard to see. I suspect this is going to be dragged out over quite a while.
Here is a report that I have to ask you about, Rob. The European Union Court is saying that homosexuality can be grounds for asylum. I understand a lot of homosexuals out of Africa wanting to make asylum in Europe. Boy, this is not a good move, is it?
Not at all, but it shows the power of the EU court. It's basically, if in our terms, American thinking, the Supreme Court. When they make a decision like this, it passes throughout the EU. And interestingly, the United States has a very loose link to that court. When you hear the president and other political leaders say we really need to abide with international law, the international law they're talking about is the EU court. Therefore, the implication of this carries down to the United States beyond just the 28 states. So it's a significant step, obviously, in our view, in the wrong direction, but it is significant. And again, it shows this tremendous power of the EU court and its liberal viewpoint.
Let me close with this story coming out of the Middle East as it relates to the European Union. Historically unprecedented move by a number of European Union Muslims coming into Syria to fight on the side of the opposition. Some have said they're using this battle in Syria to train so they'll be ready to take down the European Union. What's the story?
That's certainly the great fear in the European Union. They're recognizing this internal threat in the EU of Islam to overcome the European nations. They do see that many of these fighters that have left Austria, Denmark, Belgium, Norway, and have gone to Syria are basically being trained and will come back not only trained militarily, but psychologically as to this battle and its purposes. So, yes, it's a growing fear. I think it's reflecting an awakening by the European Union people of the dangers right in their own backyard.
And another step towards the fulfillment of Bible prophecy as it relates to the European Union, their significance in this overall scenario.
Oh, absolutely. It just keeps progressing, doesn't it?
It certainly does. And that's the reason we have Dr. Rob Congdon with us every week, because we need to know what's happening there at the European Union and all across Europe and in that region of the world. It's key to the end-time scenario found in God's Word. Rob, thank you so very much, my good friend. We'll talk again next week.
We'll look forward to it. Lord bless.